This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Hello from my car. This is Elizabeth Benton. You are listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, and I am asking for your understanding of any audio quality issues because I am in my car. No, I am not driving. I am parked here out of necessity because I am traveling for the weekend and it's just a little bit too crazy inside for me to do a recording. So I can promise you that any audio compromises of me being in my car are far superior to what you would hear if I was recording inside with my zany family. Today's episode is a really great one, getting to the root of why most people aren't successful. And it's because, as crazy as this sounds, you might not believe me, but you'll see what I mean as we go through the episode. Most people aren't really sure what they want and haven't considered what choices give them what they want and what choices don't. Yeah, a lot of people think, I want to lose weight. A lot of people think I want to make better choices, but the why, what are you after? What should be motivating your choices? People haven't given a lot of consideration to. It does seem obvious, but you will be surprised what happens when you begin to ask and answer the questions that we chat about in today's episode. I am sharing with you today a conversation with one of my Fat Loss Fast Track clients. And we very quickly jumped to the heart of the matter. We talked a little bit at first about her vacation and the struggles she made. She had to make great choices while on vacation. But then I said, what do you want most? What do you really want? Like in all of this pursuit of fat loss, in all of these attempts to make better choices, what are you after? What do you want most? And she said, I want to finally feel proud of myself. And then we had to look at, all right, well, what choices make you feel most proud? And I push her past the ambiguities of, well, when I do this, when I do that, I said, no, specifically in the last couple weeks, what kinds of choices have made you feel proud? Specifically, what kind of choices have made you feel not so proud? And when she uses that when she's making decisions, is this going to make me feel proud? What would make me feel proud? The decisions get easier, the results come faster, and one of the big reasons people fail to see results is because they are not considering that framework of what do you want most and is this going to give it to you when they're making choices. Instead, and you'll see in this conversation, when she's justifying finishing off her kid's cupcake, she's thinking, oh, this one thing won't hurt, and oh, it's better than having a whole cupcake. And all of those things are true, but they are not in any way related to the fact that she wants to feel proud. Her goal is not to just eat fewer cupcakes. Her goal is not to just make better choices. Her goal is to make herself feel proud. So that is what we explore together in today's episode. I think you're going to really enjoy it. And a final reminder for you guys, for today, though actually that's probably not true. I'm sure you'll hear it from me again. The final Fat Loss Fast Track of 2017 kicks off on Sunday, October 1st. And registration is going to open up to the wait list, for the last Fat Loss Fast Track of 2017 on September 14th. So get on the wait list. I will link it up in the show notes over on primalpotential.com, or you can go to primalpotential.com/waitfall, WAITFALL, primalpotential.com/waitfall. You can get on the wait list that way or by going over to the show notes. I want to make sure that you guys get a chance to get in on the final Fat Loss Fast Track of 2017. If you're like, I don't really know what that means, I don't know what it entails, listen to episode 352 of the podcast. I think that will be really valuable for a lot of you guys in terms of what is it? How does it work? What's included? How much does it cost? All of that and much more is covered in episode 352. And I will also share tons of details and early access information with everybody on the waitlist, which I link up in the show notes over on primalpotential.com, or you can go to primalpotential.com/waitfall to get on that waitlist. So we're talking about what you want most. We're getting to the root of this client's affirmations, which she says, you know, one of my affirmations is fear motivates me. Fear motivates me. And we talk about what that means. And we talk about how a strategy like that can exponentially increase your progress. It's like compounding interest when you face the things that you fear and you do them anyway. I think you're going to really enjoy today's episode. We're going to dive right into me asking, what do you want most? I'll see you guys on the other side. What do you want most?
I want to finally feel proud of myself.
What kinds of things make you feel proud?
Achieving what I've set out to do.
What kinds of things make you feel not proud?
When I don't do what I say I'm going to do.
Let's use some specific examples. We can all generalize, and I think it's just an easier thing to do, but I think that it's much more powerful if we say these specific things are examples of what makes me feel proud, and these specific things are examples of what makes me feel not proud. And the reason that is such a powerful distinction is because the next time you go to make one of those choices, you're going to remember this conversation.
When I set my target to get below 200 pounds, and I achieved that, I was super proud, super, super incredibly proud of myself. But it took at least a year of hard work and then pretty much 16 years before that to get below 200 pounds.
Let's look at just the last couple of days. What are some choices you've made in the past couple of days that have made you feel proud? That felt like a win to you.
Yeah. I asked for help at the gym. I had simply said, hey, I don't really need personal training, but I just would like, if somebody could, would be willing to sit down with me to just go over the class schedule. And I felt quite a little bit, kind of embarrassed to ask.
Sure.
Only because I was asking for help,
and yeah, that can be really
they were like super excited that I asked for help and really willing, and they set me up with one of the personal trainers, and she actually spent an hour with me yesterday going over the new schedule, saying, I said I really want to push myself. I said, so I actually used the word push, like your year of push. I said I want the next 4 months to be push for me.
Yeah.
I want to challenge myself, and I want to make sure that I'm doing a good combination for the aim of fat loss.
Yeah.
I felt really like, great, now I've got myself set up, for the next 4 months, because that's the time for this next class schedule. So great, I've got that. And I was just proud of myself that I thought of the idea and I actually did it.
Absolutely. And I did.
Because one of my affirmations is fear motivates me.
I love that. I think that's powerful. I think, and especially in terms of guiding your choices over the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Starting every day with, how can I act on that today?
Yeah.
If it's true that fear motivates me, what are the opportunities that exist today for me to act on that?
Exactly. I wrote an email yesterday for work that I've actually waited about a week to write because it was difficult. And I wrote it fearful of the outcome.
Sure.
But got a reply today, and the reply was fine.
That's amazing. It's funny. I was just telling somebody today that
Ascend is coming up in November in Boston, and I reached out to a few people, and in my mind, I didn't want to ask for something because I felt uncomfortable asking, because like you, asking for help is a challenge for a lot of people, and I fall into that category, and because I was like preemptively embarrassed. If they said no, I might feel like I shouldn't have asked, or that maybe I offended them or whatever. And I asked three people for very, very specific things, three people / companies. And two out of the three responded immediately with, yes, we would love to.
Awesome.
And one out of the three I haven't heard back from yet, but I'm sure that I will. And I was saying to somebody, like, how many times do we not do something because we are fearful of the response? Whether it is joining a new gym, talking to somebody and saying, hey, can you help me with this? Or asking for help. And when we do it, we then build confidence and we're more likely to do it again. And so not only are we moving ourselves forward because of the thing we did. So in your example, you're moving yourself forward because now you have a plan, but it's like this compound interest, this compound growth rate, because now you're more likely to take another step to ask for something that's going to move you forward.
Absolutely.
Which is so powerful.
And I honestly... It took me a while to email you back to say, you know what, I'm going to take this opportunity to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you for the past year.
Yeah.
You know,
even though it scares a lot of people.
It does. It's a little bit scary. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why. I love listening to podcasts. I love everything that you do, basically, you know, and it's, you're so encouraging, and yet I was still fearful of emailing you and what might you say. And, but yet this is the best thing for me.
Yeah. So we talked about one thing that you've done that made you feel proud in the past couple days was having that conversation at the gym. What's one other thing that you've done, a choice you've made, in addition to that email that you sent in the past couple days that's made you feel proud of yourself?
I think every time I choose not to get angry and shout at my children, every time when I react, not having been perfect this week at that, but the times when I have chosen to remain calm, and not get completely, angry at them and shout at them, cause they wind me up.
Yeah. I think that's huge. And it's interesting to me that the things that have made you feel proud don't necessarily have to do with food. And I think that that reflects that sometimes we project other stuff onto food. We give food power in our minds that it doesn't really hold, right? Yeah. So if your goal is to feel proud of yourself, that is more likely going to be about things outside of food than it is about food things. But the reason it's so connected to food, and I think the reason a lot of us project so much onto food, is because when you feel proud of yourself, you make better choices.
Definitely, yeah.
So let's give me a couple of specific examples from the past couple of days of choices that you haven't felt proud of. And again, I'm doing this because the next time you do that thing, you are going to remember this versus a general category of things that don't make you feel proud.
I don't feel very proud of myself when, I think we've already talked about it, I don't journal, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I do know that it would move me forward. It would reveal things to me that maybe I'm not aware of. Mm-hmm. And every day I'm thinking, right, I carry my folder with me. To work, it's beside me on the bed, and yet I think, yes, I need to journal right now, and then my daughter yells for me, and I get distracted. It's a lot of distractions, and the second example would probably be food-related, actually, just with the whole cupcake situation, or having a cup, I didn't have a cupcake, I had just a bite of my daughter's. I had two or three bites, yesterday. I didn't have my own.
Yeah.
But I still kind of justified those three bites or four, three, I don't know. It wasn't a whole one, but the rest of hers.
Sure.
And said, oh, it doesn't matter. It does. In my mind, I knew it mattered. I was arguing with myself. And in the end, I was like, well, it was fine. But did it, if I had not eaten it, how would I feel?
So that is something that I've talked about a little bit before on the podcast, but probably not enough. And it is that when we use the wrong metric to judge our choices, we really screw ourselves up. So, for example, when we say, well, it's better than having a whole one, or it's certainly, you know, a better day of eating than what I had 3 weeks ago when I was home, when we use those kinds of metrics, they only work if they are aligned with what we want most. So, if what you wanted most was simply to make better choices than the choices you make on vacation, that would work. But what you want most is to feel proud. And so, when you are justifying or trying to decide, should I or shouldn't I, yes or no, the only metric that you need to look at when making that choice is, will this make me feel proud?
That's
not to say that you're never going to make a choice that doesn't make you proud, right? But really, let's say you and your husband go on a date and you go out to eat and you want to share dessert. You can ask yourself, will this make me feel proud? And the answer can be yes, because we're sharing an indulgence on a special occasion and it's part of how I'm connecting with him. And I feel good about the fact that I can share a dessert and it's not like, oh, well, the whole day is screwed. So now as well, we might as well pick up a gallon of ice cream on the way home and eat that too.
Yeah.
So it's not about perfection when you use that as the metric. But if you had said, will eating the rest of her cupcake make me feel proud? I think it would have been a very objective no.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah.
And so when we use other standards to make choices like, well, is it better than what I was doing? Or is it better than eating a whole one? But it's not aligned with what we want most. We talk ourselves into things that are completely contrary to what we really want.
You're right. Yeah.
So what I would challenge you to do, especially with these specifics in mind of what I want is to feel freaking proud of myself and what I want is to avoid feeling disappointed in myself, simplify your choices over the next couple weeks with just a very simple, don't overthink it. Is it going to make me feel proud? Yes or no. No need to create some big logical argument. Well, maybe I'll feel proud because it's better than no. Now you're just kind of diverting your way into the old justification. Will this choice make me feel proud?
Yeah.
And have that be your anchor. Have that be your compass.
I'm just jotting that down.
And what I would love for you to do is a couple weeks from now to shoot me an email and let me know how that is going. Do not let 2 weeks go by where you're not doing it and you're sort of kind of struggling and not really sure if you're seeing progress. If you're not sure and it's been 5 or 6 days and you're like, reach out. And similarly, if you feel like, oh, this is helping so much, definitely let me know because I want to help you make the rest of the fat loss fast track the best of the fat loss fast track.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Quick question for you about that since I just mentioned the fat loss fast track. If somebody in your world was on the fence about the fat loss fast track. Maybe they've spent a ton of money on weight loss. Like they listen to the podcast and they love it, but they're just thinking like, maybe I should just go it alone. Or, you know, I've spent too much money on weight loss. Is this going to just be more of the same disappointing myself? What would be your 2 cents having had some experience with it yourself now? What would be your 2 cents to somebody that's on the fence?
I would say to them, if you struggle with thoughts and having a history of weight loss issues that maybe you don't know the answer to, and you've tried different diets and you just don't know where else to go, this is 100% the way to go because you're figuring out for yourself, how to really potentially influence the rest of your life. And honestly, it's been a change in the way that I think about food and dieting and my health and nutrition. And although I still have a long way to go myself, I know that without it, I wouldn't be progressing the way that I am today.
That's so awesome. I really appreciate it. And I am so grateful to be a small part of your story. And I'm really, really serious about you emailing me an update. I want to know how this strategy of using that question, is this going to make me feel proud, to help guide your choices? I really want to know how that works for you.
All right, guys, you are back with me, still sitting in my car, trying to get away from the crazy so I can chat with you guys a little bit. And in fact, a random share for you before we conclude today's episode. So this morning, I was sitting at the table with some of my family and we were flipping through some old pictures, and my mom remarked about my skin. She said, "Your skin looks so great. You've got to tell me what you're using for your skin while you're here." Because, you know, I don't see my mom on the regular basis. But she said, "While you're here, can you show me online what you use for skincare? Because I want to use it." And I was like, "Yeah." And it was so funny. I typically go through Fatco, F-A-T-C-O, to buy my skincare. And while I'm sitting there showing my mom, my sister says, "I think they have that on Thrive Market." And I was like, "Oh, I didn't even think about personal care products. I shared with you guys a couple episodes about my favorite foods and snacks on Thrive Market and how I'm saving money there. But I didn't even think about personal care products, though I know they have them. I've just never bought them through there." So I'm sitting there with my mom this morning, real story, and we're on Fatco, and I'm showing her the cleansing oil that I use to wash my face. And I'm obsessed with it. I love it. I wish I had found it earlier in life. It's so good for my skin. I do agree with my mom. My skin hasn't looked better. And Fatco doesn't pay me to say this. They don't know I exist. But anyway, on their website, the 2-ounce bottle of the cleansing oil is $14, but on Thrive Market, it's $11.49, which totally, I'm all about a few bucks savings. But get this, their Miraculous Face Cream, which is my favorite thing on the planet. It's the best moisturizer I've ever used. And again, they don't pay me to use this. I just was so excited about the savings. And I had talked to you guys about Thrive Market before. I wanted to tell you, okay, on the Fatco site, the 1-ounce container of the Miraculous Face Cream is $28. It's $18.29, almost $10 less on Thrive Market. That's bananas to me. So anyway, of course, I'm literally sitting there with my mom and she's checking out with her stuff and I'm buying more through Thrive because, hello, saving $10, more than $10 when you combine the two, which is what I buy. So it's Fatco, F-A-T-C-O. You absolutely can go through their site. But if you go through Thrive Market, the cleansing oil is normally $14. On Thrive Market, it's $11.49. The Miraculous Face Cream, $28 on the Fatco site, $18.29 on Thrive Market. Amazing. And the best part, I think, I mean, I don't know, the savings might be the best part, but like I told you guys the other day, if you use the URL thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, and only if you use that URL, you also get free shipping on your first order, an additional 25% off your first order, and a free 30-day membership, but only if you go through that URL, thrivemarket.com/primalpotential. I will also link that up over in the show notes. So hopefully you got a ton out of this episode. I know I did. When she said, "Fear motivates me," I wrote that down. And I've been asking myself, how can I live that out today? In what ways can I face my fears? That was like my big takeaway. I was so grateful that she made that statement because it really, really moved me. But moving me isn't enough. I have to use it to inform my action. So final reminder for you guys for today that the last Fat Loss Fast Track of 2017 kicks off on Sunday, October 1st. I'm opening up registration to the wait list on September 14th. So make sure you are on that wait list. Primalpotential.com/waitfall. Primalpotential.com/waitfall, W-A-I-T-F-A-L-L. or I will link it up in the show notes over on primalpotential.com and listen to episode 352 of the podcast to really learn a lot more about what the Fat Loss Fast Track is, what it includes, how it works, how much it costs, all of that good stuff. I will chat with you guys soon. I hope you have a great day and we'll see you soon. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.